You are listening to WSIU, powered by you. I'm Jennifer Fuller. This is In Focus. Our guest in his first appearance is SIU President Dan Mahoney. He's been on the job a little less than a month and certainly picked up quite a few tips, tricks, and new information. When we talk about things that are new when you're new to the administration, a pandemic is generally not on the list, but that's something that you were thrust into basically from day one, am I right?
Yeah, actually, that Monday morning, my first real day on the job, I started Sunday, but Monday morning was really the first day at work. The first note I sent was to John Dunn and Randy Pembroke saying, okay, where are we on planning for what might happen with the coronavirus? I didn't even at that moment anticipate what was going to happen for the next few weeks. But yeah, right from the very beginning, that was one of the first things I was dealing with.
So to catch people up, if they're not already aware, both universities, including the School of Medicine in Springfield, mm-hmm. all the campuses are under that same stay-at-home order that Governor Pritzker has issued. That means that basically, it's a very skeleton crew on each campus. Faculty members will be teaching starting next week from in an online capacity or in a distance capacity. What other changes are you seeing across the system?
I mean, that's really the biggest one, is moving largely to online. But yeah, and a lot of people working from home. And so that's really what we focused on, is if you can work from home, stay at home and do that. We do have some people coming to campus to do things that either can't be done from home or things that essentially need to be done to support it. Under the governor's stay-at-home order, you know, one of the things that is allowed is things that both support our distance learning as well as essential activities at universities. So that's actually specifically carved out in that order.
How are you working through with both campuses how the classes will be graded, how they'll change, those sorts of things? I know there are a lot of students that still have a big question mark over what the rest of the semester will hold.
Yeah, and we're still trying to figure out some of the grading. I think you know, a lot of universities, we're looking at what everybody else is doing, and some have gone to a pass-fail approach or a option of pass-fail, so we'll explore all of those options, really trying to do what's best for our students in a really unusual situation. But that's our priority, make sure. But again, if you go, as I've said to several people, purely pass-fail, there's some students who need those grades for one reason or another, so that's probably not the best option for them. And so we're just trying to find out what will work best for all of our students, working very closely with the faculty on that. Grading skills is really the faculty's thing, and they need to be engaged and be making that type of decision. So.
How are you feeling like the meetings are going, both across the system, and I know you're meeting with the presidents and chancellors around the state. Are things contentious? Are they pretty collaborative? How's that going?
Actually, highly collaborative. And so within the system, we've been doing phone calls almost daily. We took the weekend off, but we'll go back to doing those daily phone calls today to make sure, basically talking through issues. It doesn't mean that Edwardsville and Carbondale always have to make the same decision or look exactly the same. In fact, they probably shouldn't. There are some differences, and we found that fairly early on, that they're going to be slightly different. But for the most part, we want to make sure, A, that everybody knows what everybody else is doing. No one's surprised by decisions made on one campus. But also that when we can be consistent, then we are consistent. I will say the calls with the Illinois presidents and chancellors have been really helpful to me. Again, I'm new to the state, so I'm learning a lot from just those interactions. But again, very collaborative. Everyone's, you know, I mean, if I've asked anybody for any help, can I see what you're writing up about, you know, this approach, they send it to me right away. Just a really collaborative group across the state, and we're very lucky to have that.
Certainly. One of the big priorities that you talked about as you first came onto campus was this search for a permanent chancellor for the Carbondale campus. And it looked like that was moving forward. You even sent out a note mm-hmm. saying, you know, we're going to have the finalists on campus and continue this schedule of having someone in place, hopefully by the end of the spring. And then all of that came to a screeching halt because of COVID-19. What's the status of the search for Carbondale's chancellor?
Yeah, we're going to delay for at least 3 weeks, and then we'll see where we are. And so this has been one of those, every day you get new information and you adjust whatever you thought you might do on Monday. Sometimes changes, frankly, by Monday night and sometimes by Tuesday morning. So as we started to get more information about what was the best approach, we decided putting on delay for at least a few weeks was a good idea. And then again, we'll reassess once we get there. I don't think any of us are exactly sure where we'll be on April 7th when the stay-at-home order ends. Will it be extended? Will it be that will be it? I don't think any of us know that yet, and we'll adjust as we get that more information.
When you talked to the finalists, were they okay with the delay? A lot of times there's timing involved here, and they may be finalists elsewhere, things like that. Are you worried that you'll lose the pool?
No, I did talk with the search firm that we were working with, and basically their assessment is we're all in the same boat, and not many places are moving forward. I saw one that did, but I think largely they had already made their decision, so there wasn't a need to delay, and there was even some pushback on that campus for moving as quickly as they did and not really engaging the campus as much. But I think they were already at that end point. For the most part, everybody's kind of putting things on pause for the next few weeks, so we should be okay. The candidates, completely understanding of the situation, no concerns were raised by any of them. They were just appreciative that we let them know as quickly as we could, and they are still excited about coming.
Sure. And of course, we should let people know that SIU Carbondale has a large list of what's going on when it comes to COVID-19, the coronavirus. That's at our website, wsiunews.org. And if you go to siu.edu, you can find that website there. You can get more information at siusystem.edu as well. One final thing, Dr. Mahoney, is SIU given any sort of opportunity here with a medical school, a dental school, all of those facilities and faculty when you look at a pandemic like this?
Well, I think it's nice to have experts that you can rely on. So I always say this is not my area of expertise, but it's nice to be surrounded by people who have a lot more understanding. And they are also communicating with the whole healthcare community on a very regular basis. So I listen to their advice quite a bit when we're trying to make some of these difficult decisions. So it is certainly a huge advantage to have access to people who have that depth of knowledge and are connected to a larger community of healthcare professionals who have need an even greater depth of knowledge on what's going on and what we should be doing. And so I found that to be incredibly valuable over the last few weeks.
Dan Mahoney is president of Southern Illinois University. Dr. Mahoney, thanks so much.
Thank you.